You're listening to SBS News.
I find this statement from the Reserve Bank quite interesting today, that the downturn is not as severe as earlier as expected, and a recovery is now underway in most of Australia. This recovery is, however, likely to be both uneven and bumpy, with the coronavirus outbreak in Victoria having a major effect on the Victorian economy. So what do you think? And is the RBA being a little bit over-optimistic?
I don't think they're being overly optimistic. They were definitely overly pessimistic when they first put out those sort of numbers in May. They were talking about a fall in GDP of 10% through the course of the year. Now they're talking about a fall of around 6%.
What will make them worried when we start seeing the headlines anyway of these further restrictions in Melbourne and the potential losses to GDP?
Well, the losses in Melbourne are going to be pretty catastrophic. And internally, and we'll find this up, but basically we're thinking the Victorian economy might fall 15% in the current quarter, and that would take about 3% off national GDP, and our view was that after a very bad June quarter, you'd probably get a 4% September quarter, and now you're probably going to struggle to get 1. So it's sort of really nervous. But if you're worried, you'd see, particularly if you saw signs that it was spreading into New South Wales and causing shutdowns there, that would be dead serious.
And you live in Melbourne. Given you're able to add personal experience or anecdotes to your official outlook, right? Are you worried about the latest restrictions and effects that it'll have on Melbourne?
It's very depressing to live here, and you worry about what's going to happen. I've got a couple of kids. They're both looking to see if they were going to be closed down or not. They're both lawyers. They're relieved to see that they basically have still got a job, but I think the confidence levels in Victoria are going to plummet. And I worry that firms who are closed now might not open. So there might be a lot of what we call zombie firms out there, and this might just kill them.